Esther R. Hazy, a discretionary use application to open a second cannabis retailer in Esther Hazy was the center of discussion during the regular meeting of Town Council. Moments prior to Council's regular sitting, a public meeting occurred regarding the discretionary use of the proposed second Main Street cannabis outlet, garnering two members of the public. Incidentally, they remained silent during the meeting. "We gave them the option to speak, but they didn't want to speak," said Mayor Grant Forster. "They had a letter that they had sent in, and that was it. I think they were just there to find out what the decision was going to be, and then they left before we even made the decision." Councillor Randy Bott noted he has heard concerns from residents, and must respect all opinions. "We're not against marijuana use at all, but I feel like it gives off a vibe that we don't want it here on our main street," he said. The location in question is 507 Main Street, currently home to Rams Heavenly Vapes and Lawless Inc. The proposal for the discretionary use came to town staff just after the May 22 council meeting, catching some off guard. "Honestly, the first that I heard of it was when it showed up at my council," Forster told the World Spectator, adding that the information received was in the council package prior to the June 12 meeting. "I don't want us to be known as the council that's not business-friendly," Forster remarked during the meeting. As Councillor Bott said, "If we've got residents that are speaking out against it, we need to be wary of who we are." Public pressure and the fact that council didn't want to see Main Street lined with cannabis retailers were noted as factors in the decision. "Had his building been in a different part of town, it may have been approved," noted Forster. Previous requests from the applicant were lacking the necessary regulatory paperwork, but this application met those requirements. Only local approval from council stood as the final factor. Bott made the motion to deny the request, which was carried unanimously. Thieves steal golf course camera. An exasperated councillor, Maggie Rowland, informed council of the latest breach of security at the golf course. This time, the thieves were thwarted in their attempt to steal fuel, but another item of value was removed unwillingly. "We got hit again at the golf course, and they stole our camera, our expensive camera," she told council. "And they tried to get into the gas tank, but we had it pretty securely sealed so they didn't get into it. But we're sure they'll be back because now we have no camera." The maintenance shed where the fuel tanks are housed have been targeted before, but with subsequent fortifications, the effort is now almost impossible. Rowland described how the culprits would have needed a ladder in order to reach the camera placed inside a birdhouse. The tiny structure was discovered to have its roof removed in addition to the contents. "I don't know what we can do," said Rowland. "We've done everything that the cops have told us to do." Ballpark questioned. An information item intended to discuss regional park funding turned into a somewhat heated discussion on operations, primarily the ballpark. "Last year, we were told you were going to put the money into the ball diamonds and there was nothing done last year," said Councillor Vernon Petrasik, pointing to fixing the fence as an example. Rowland, a member of the Regional Park Committee, was quick to defend the accusation. "We are fixing the fence, we just haven't done it yet," she replied, adding that financial statements are provided. "You can see where we spend the money. It's not like we're putting it in our pockets." The regional park receives an annual grant with funds unrestricted in order to assist with operations, to be devoted toward whatever needs the board sees as a priority. Petrasik stressed that he'd prefer to see more money invested in the ball diamonds, comparing those in Stockholm as being in superior shape. "The only thing wrong with the ballpark is the fence, and we are working on it," Rowland said. "We are trying." Rowland also noted that the $40,000 that the regional park received goes toward paying staff and for upgrades, adding that the golf course is self-sufficient. A lengthy back-and-forth discussion ensued, before Forster continued with the regular agenda. "We got to keep in mind if it gets to the point where the regional park can't handle the ballpark, it's going to have to come back to us to manage," he said. "We need to figure out some way to make this work." Reflecting on the conversation after the meeting, Forster noted the importance of volunteer work at the park. It turned out to be a pretty vocal discussion on the regional park and how they operate, he said. It's all essentially volunteer work.